everyone over there is waking up to some great news, or probably didn't go to sleep and still, you know, partying away. But we do. We have a champion, and it's very exciting. We're super proud of Jason. Had a great fight. And, yeah, we have a champion in our stable. Wonderful.
It's wonderful. Jason Quigley lifting that middleweight title. Just give us your thoughts on the fight, because a lot of things happened. Jason came out of the blocks very, very early, and he almost had him down in the early rounds a couple of times, but then he picked up that hand injury, which it didn't hamper him too much, because he had to be controlled then for the rest of the fight, and it was a fight that went the whole way.
Yes, exactly. He wobbled, or I should say actually rocked Tapia early on, but he also dinged his hand up a little bit, so that held him back from really going in there and putting him out. But you know, he held his own, kept his pace, and listened to his corner, listened to all the instructions, and just got through it, and came out with the win. And I thought he looked pretty good doing it as well, actually.
Yeah, he handled the fight pretty well, and he handled the whole week, I suppose, fight week, pretty well, Rachel, because it was a big week for him. He had the build-up, and then he was the headline on the event in the Fantasy Springs, and the headline on the TV as well.
Yeah, you know, it's been an absolute crazy week. I mean, we've really had, from getting up to going back to, you know, to sleep, we've had back-to-back interviews. He's done a lot of press, probably more press this time than he's ever done. And so he's been on the phone a lot, and obviously talking to all the big outlets, all the major outlets picked him up and stuff. So he did a lot before. He did a lot tonight, and he'll be doing a lot tomorrow. But he handled it all like a pro, like a duck to water. He handled himself very well. And he's just, he's where he belongs. He's doing really well. He really is well prepared for it all.
Yeah, and obviously we're looking ahead now to the next stage. Speaking to Jason a short time ago, he just wants to savor this belt for the coming days, and then meet with you guys and I suppose get another plan for what the next step is. But there is big plans here for Jason, because when you won a belt and you won a title at the level that he's at, that North American belt, you're going to move up the rankings, and there's going to be bigger stuff on the way, Rachel.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely the plan. It's always been the plan. Obviously, this win tonight changes, you know, a few things, you know, I mean, and obviously for the better. And we'll speed things up a little bit. We'll regroup in a few days and let him just cuddle up with that belt tonight. And he'll probably be wearing it around the grocery store tomorrow just to show it off. And we'll see where we're going to go. But definitely something big on the horizon, I'm pretty sure. Oscar De La Hoya was very impressed, very happy. I'm sure his, you know, his wheels are turning, and he's going to come up with something amazing for Jason's next outing. So, yeah.
And Shear Sports Management, I'm sure, very, very happy as well, Rachel.
Very happy, very proud. He works very hard. Obviously, you can tell. And, you know, he told us, I'm going to do this. I'm going to win this. This is what I came to do. And he absolutely came through with what he promised us all. Could not be prouder of Jason. He's an exceptional young man, and we're really, really happy for him. It's a great night for him.
Just finally, we're going to talk about another title, a world title, because I spoke to your vice president, Lyle Green, before the fight. I also spoke to Oscar De La Hoya, and both men were targeting Jason Quigley for a world title within the next 12 to 18 months. And this fight very much keeps him on pace and on track with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm sure a lot of people were watching the fight tonight, and I'm sure that the phones are going to be ringing tomorrow. Everyone's going to, you know, want to get in the ring with Jason now, and then that obviously opens up bigger opportunities, and it's going to lead to a world title. Definitely 12 to 18 months, we're going to be having a completely different conversation, and we're looking at him fighting for a world title. It's going to be amazing, but it's going to happen. It's absolutely going to happen. He's dead set on course now, so we'll see how these next, you know, few days, few weeks, and what unfolds. And like I said, Oscar is probably putting things together as we speak, and you know, we'll have something to say about his next fight pretty soon. And And in the next 12 to 18 months, Donegal will have a world champion.
We're all hoping that, Rachel. Many thanks for taking the call. And here at Highland Radio, we appreciate all your help over the last couple of weeks in the build-up. And now after this brilliant performance producing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. Anytime. And I'm just really thrilled for everyone in Donegal. I'm thrilled for his mom. I'm thrilled for Jason. And it's just a good night to be a Quigley. That's what I'll end it on.